August, a rough month for Wall Street. Well, what does all that mean for your thrift savings plan? Here with answers, Tom Trabucco, Director of External Affairs for the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. They're, of course, the folks that run your TSP. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hello, Chris. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Happy September.
Oh, same to you.
So you were kind enough to send us the numbers, well, both for TSP, but also I was looking at the S&P 500 for the month, down about 4.5%. The Dow Jones Composite down 5.5%. I have to imagine that that means we don't really want to have this conversation about how the TSP numbers went.
It was a rough month because, as you note, in citing the indexes that we invest in and track, they were down. It was a bad month for stocks, which accelerated toward the end of the month, as I recall.
Yeah,
So it's probably one best left behind. We have bounced back a little bit already in August, although today is a down day. But it just goes to show, don't look short term. Keep in mind long term investment.
Well, and we always say that, and I think sometimes it's difficult for people to actually implement and to, you know, you do check at least monthly or so and look at all the red numbers on there and go, ugh, why am I doing this?
That's right. But what I usually do when I question myself that way is I go back and look at last year's returns. And as we all recall 2007, 2008, as things were heading south, ultimately ending up with big losses in 2008. But we bounced back very nicely in 2009. And now here we are. We're mixed for the year in 2010. Let's see, what are we, two-thirds of the way through? Only three of the funds are positive year-to-date, the G fund, the F fund, and the S fund. The rest of them are down, but not down by a lot, with the exception of the I fund.
And let's walk through a couple of these numbers, and I'm also going to have you remind folks, because, again, this is the first month that some people, if you're new to government, this is the first month that you were automatically enrolled, and sometimes we list off these funds and not everyone is on. We want to make sure everyone's on the same page. So let's start with the F fund. The F fund is mostly...
Mostly government and corporate bonds.
So fairly safe.
That's right. Investment-grade bonds. And the F fund has the advantage of, as interest rates decline, the value of the bonds that are held in the F fund increase. And that's a simple, straightforward, linked mechanism there. And as we know, we are still in a declining interest rate environment. So the return for the month in the F fund, the month of August, was 1.28, which is a very good return.
Very nice. And in fact, both year to date and over the 12-month period, almost 8% and more than 9% increases.
That's
so not bad.
Not bad at all, especially in the current stock environment. And then, of course, we have the Never Has a Bad Day G Fund,
right,
which will be and is the default investment for those new employees who are automatically enrolled in the TSP. If they've not given us an investment choice to the contrary, their funds are put into the G Fund. It never has a negative day, and it is up 0.22 for the month of August. Year-to-date, up 2%, and the last trailing 12 months, up 3.10. So, again, a very good return for people who are looking at a stable money market kind of investment. That 3% return in the trailing 12 months is very good.
And we always say never has a bad day. It never has a terrific, fantastic day. So a couple years ago where the market was going, gangbusters, it was going at about 3%.
That's
pretty,
right.
Pretty steady. And so if you have those gut check moments and you can't sleep at night, that's the G and F funds are probably the places for you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
C fund, more stocks.
Oh boy, yes.
Yeah.
And these are the big stocks, the blue chip S&P 500, as you mentioned, down 4.51 year to date, down 0.462, and the 12 trailing months down 4.93.
Yeah.
So no great shakes there. But again, let's take a look last year on the C fund for the year 2009. It was up 26.68.
Right.
So So one assumes you're going to give back some of that in out years. You're not going to pull down that kind of return.
The S fund?
Consistently. The S fund off 5.59. This is the small and mid-size capitalization stocks. Year to date, it's positive 0.21, so it's still hanging in there, and in the trailing 12 months, up 11.03. And again, this is something you'd expect to see, where smaller and medium-sized stocks outperform larger stocks as the market is coming back. They're more volatile. Smaller stocks are. The highs are higher and the lows are lower.
Right.
But they generally lead the way in a recovery.
But over the 12-month period, not bad. 11% increase.
Not bad at all. That's right. That's right. And then our laggard here for this year, the iFund off 3.14 for the month of August, off 7.80 for the year to date, and off 2.28 for the trailing 12 months.
And the L funds, these are essentially, you set what time you're going to start withdrawing that money, and whether it's going to be 2040, 2030, 2020, and then you sort of, I call them the set it and forget it. Some people call it automatic pilot, whatever you want to call it. It automatically adjusts bond stock ratio that matches about where you want to be.
That's right. Yeah, it's the allocation is adjusted every quarter as you move along in your line of life, if you will, and as you get closer to that time when you anticipate you'll be drawing down the money, your allocation becomes automatically more conservative, more heavily CNF funds, and you're moving away from the CS and I funds.
Mm-hmm.
So let's run across the line.
And if once then if it's farther out, it has more stocks. So the 2040 probably did less well than say the 2020.
That is correct,
yeah.
Because the 2040 has
more stock, less bond.
That's right. More stock, less bond, more risk, less stability. So that 2040 lost 3.33 this month. The 2030 lost 2.88. 2020 lost 2.29. 2010 lost 0.62. And the L income lost 0.63. So as you can see, as you get closer, the risk is lower, and therefore the losses are more meager, but the gains will be more meager as well.
Tom Trabucco is the Director of External Affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. They're, of course, the folks who run your TSP. And next month, we're actually going to talk about the L funds, the L2010. It's the first L fund to not be put to sleep, but it's being
sunsetted. Retired. Sunsetted.
Yeah.
I like that. Sunsetted. Right. To be replaced by the new 2050 fund.
And we're going to talk about what, if you have money in your 2010, what happens with that money. That's coming up next week. And also somebody sent me, one of our listeners sent me a story from the Wall Street Journal. I sent it on to Tom about saying some of these target funds are playing some hanky games out there. And so what does the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board do with your money? So we're going to look at the L funds coming up next week.
Sounds
how's
like
that for a plan?
There
you go. Give the website.
www.tsp.gov.
Tom Trabucco, always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Chris.
And if any of those numbers flew by and you weren't able to catch them or you wanted to see much more information, we have it all for you right there on our website, federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeck Insider, or just go to DoraBeckInsider.com.